Hare Krishna. Had a very, very busy day yesterday. Starting early in the morning. And went to dress Radha Shyama Sundar. As I had mentioned before, that yesterday was when all of the production crew were coming down to New Vrindavan and were celebrating the completion of Navavraja Mahima in English. Almost we're celebrating the sellout of Navavraja Mahima because we only have something like 60 sets left. And out of the original 700, unfortunately, Nalini Kanta and got bit by a wasp, and she got an infection and fever, and had to start taking antibiotics, so she couldn't come down, which was a great loss, because she was actually the production manager for the last year and a half, and although we connected her through telephone, so she was able to spend some time with us on Parikrama and also share her own experience of what she was doing, which she said was the most difficult thing she ever did. She had no experience of it. And then with her also Bhaktin Ildiko, who helped also in the production, particularly in helping to abbreviate pastimes to 2-3 lines so that they can be presented in the map book. Because in the map book, all of the pastime places, 600 pastime places are there, but they're described in 2-3, occasionally 4-5 lines, just what the pastime was that took place. So they weren't able to come, and then Brother Sevaki, she was in Mayapur, but we also managed to connect her at some point for a while, and she also shared her experience of proofreading of Raja Mahima. That was also a year and a half long service. And she was on another telephone. She was on Manohar Prabhu's Skype. And so we Skyped her in. And the morning started with dressing Radha Shyama Sundar. And they had a new dress, a very, very beautiful dress. You'll see pictures. Ask Punjari to take all kinds of pictures of our program. So I'm sure they'll be up. Along with this podcast, but it was flower, very, very nice cloth and flowers with a similarly matching flower background, and it was a very intense floral material, very, very attractive. And then the devotees also made flower crowns and ornaments and necklace and so many things for Radha Shyam. In fact, I have a flower crown here. And I also have a flower choker that they made. Very, very beautiful art. And then after that, I came over quickly and took care of Radha Damodar, and then I went back and we started with some bhajans in front of Radha Shyam, and then we went out on Parikrama. I chose Krishna Kuntila, which is very close to New Rajadam, and has been recently mowed, means that the grass was very low, so it was very, very comfortable for us to walk around there. It's a very beautiful part of New Rajadam. It's just just right here, for those who've come before, right to your right, where Gopeshwar Mahadev is, and that area, which is well, it's surrounded by a road, it's sort of a triangular hill, overlooks Jamuna and the opposite side of the valley, which is Lord Balaram's pastime places, and his forests, his five forests. And so we started at Gopeshwar Mahadev, and we went from there to Rambagh. Bagh means garden, and Rambagh means Balaram's garden, and we have a very nice pavilion over there, and we sat there. So we went there, we went to Suryakund and Rambagh, just those three places. And aside from my telling a few pastimes, and also reading from Navaraja Mahima at all the places we had, because there were quite a few of us, there were 15 of us all together. And list everyone's names? All right, let's see if I can remember. It was Manaram Prabhu, who was like the overall coordinator, and remains the overall coordinator. Sundarup, who does all of the layout and also oversees layout and production. Akrishna, he's in charge of the art, and which also meant also in terms of how the book looks, overseeing the being involved in the printing as well. As well as the binding and gold blocking and all of those things that require artistic input. And he's also managing all the other artists. And the artists who were there was Nityasaki and Shyamlata and Smriti Palika. And then there was Bhaktin Eva, and who did referencing along with Manjari, as well as Manjari and Gabir Prabhu, who oversaw all of the Sanskrit and Sanskrit editing. It's going to be inevitable that I leave someone out. Krishna Mai was there, since she was involved. And Shambihari also, since they were both involved in the delivering and sale of Navaraja Mahima in England. And of course, Bhakti Devi, who's in charge of sales, delivery. Did I leave someone out? I mentioned it. Nalini Kanta, Ildiko, and Raja Sevaki were connected through media. And I was there also. And someone else. I think that's it. So anyway, that's those were the devotees who were involved. And It was very, very nice. As I mentioned, everywhere that we went, devotees were sharing their unique experiences. Because, for instance, someone in the Sanskrit department, they were seeing the Sanskrit editing, but they didn't necessarily know what it is that the artists were doing or went through, although they may have seen the end result, or what Nalini Kanta was doing in terms of coordination. Although that was my original plan, and that's what happened in part, but also what also happened was that it ended up being a glorification of Navaraja Mahima and Nirvajadam and Radisham. So it was very, very nice. It was a nice experience, and we went out from around 10:30 till 1. And then at 1 o'clock we came back, and we had sponsored a wonderful feast for Radhe Shyam. And devotees all ate, everyone ate Mahaprasadam, very nicely cooked by Munjwali and her husband, Shingapran. And then that was it. Then devotees went back. Some devotees went back to the places that they'd come from. And it was a very nice experience. And that wasn't everything. Then I went in the afternoon into Kapushar, the nearby town, and spent an hour and a half bringing my local urologist up to date as to what happened since the last time I saw him, which was in November. And he also talked to Dr. Sundarananda in London. And so things are going on. That was yesterday. Then by the time we got back to it, it was about 8 o'clock in the evening, 8:30. And it had been a long day. And today I'm planning to have a day off of just reading and writing. The day before yesterday was also very nice. And the short book that I'd written, probably mentioned before, but I can't remember, which is nothing new. I got that back, edited version from Brother Sevaki. It was a real relief. I reread it and made comments and sent it back to her in a period of about 4 hours, which is a real change from Nava Raja Mahima, when we were dealing in thousands of pages, not 70 pages altogether. So that's the report. Busy day yesterday, and we'll continue again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.